The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So, to the trial of Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal journalist in Russia. Larry Donnelly is with us, columnist and law lecturer at the University of Galway. Morning, Larry.
Morning, Anton.
Larry, in my understanding, the critical differences between a trial and a sham are the availability of the evidence, the access of lawyers, access of friends and family, the clarity and public nature of proceedings. None of that seems to apply in the case of Evan Gershkovich.
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is a complete sham trial. And I think any pretense of an independent judiciary or properly functioning systems in Russia are completely gone. This is, you can call it a prisoner swap, a smash and grab, whatever you want to do. The reality is that Evan Gershkovich here was picked up and thrown in jail and put on trial for espionage, I think in a blatant attempt to secure the freedom of one or more Russians who are being held prisoner for crimes they have committed in other jurisdictions.
And by virtue of the covert nature of how that he is being prosecuted, even the accusation of espionage, it's hard to get to the bottom of precisely what it is that he is being accused of.
Exactly. And I mean, the allegation, at least it's said that he was trying to gather secrets on a Russian tank factory for the CIA. There's absolutely no evidence whatsoever to date to back that up. All we have is this assertion from Russian authorities that he was caught red-handed. Again, wholly unsubstantiated, and you know, just shows you what Vladimir Putin and co. Are capable of.
It's a very difficult one, I assume, for the American administration, because there is a system of diplomatic liaison that exists between sovereign powers. But that assumes that sovereign powers are behaving vaguely like democracies, not behaving like terrorists.
No, they absolutely are not. And this is a very, very tricky one, Anton, if you try to get your head around it. The United States always used to have this policy of we do not negotiate with terrorists, et cetera, because it would expose weakness and set off something of a slippery slope. That is, if we give in on this one, we're going to continue to give in. The reality is, however, the United States has done prisoner swap deals in the past. Listeners might be familiar with the case of Brittany Griner, the basketball star who was imprisoned in Russia for, I believe, alleged marijuana possession. She was effectively swapped for an arms dealer who was being held in the United States. So for all sorts of reasons, I mean, you can understand the United States government doesn't like to see its citizens abroad imprisoned for no good reason. So, yes, they will do deals. The question becomes, how far do you go and what do you give away? All of that, of course, is small comfort to the families of those affected, but it's really an impossible situation. But Putin knows that the United States has bent in the past. They'll bend again here. It speaks to his malevolence. But certainly, I think any American who voluntarily went to Russia, I think would be crazy.
And to what extent is he at personal risk? Because we have seen how dangerous it can be to spend time in Russian jails.
Absolutely. Now, they keep maintaining that he is fine. He looks, unlike others who've been held in Russian prisons, the images of him depict a man whose head is shaved, you know, but he doesn't look to have lost a tremendous amount of weight or anything like that. I think perhaps his position here as a journalist might be something that is standing to him. I think the global outrage would be such that if anything were to befall him, that, you know, it would provoke worldwide condemnation. So I'm not sure how much danger he is in, at least imminently, although he has been behind bars for, you know, a year and a half. I'm sure that's a horrendous experience for him. But my guess is that this ultimately will be resolved with yet another prisoner swap. And again, the posturing of how this case is proceeding, that is very, very slowly, suggests that Russian authorities are giving the Americans plenty of time to make a deal or to put individuals on the table in terms of who they might be willing to swap. It should also be said that Gershkovich is not the only U.S. citizen in this situation. Indeed, there is a dual Irish U.S. citizen Paul Whelan, who's being held for 18 years, again, on trumped up charges over there. And perhaps he might be a part as well of any deal that is ultimately struck.
What does it say about Russia's continued march into authoritarian lawlessness?
It's deeply, deeply worrying. I mean, you know, what else can one say? This harkens back to the bad old days of the Soviet Union, where things happened that were just horrendous, where people disappeared, where we never heard of what was going on, where regimes were not, in any respect credible. I think we're back in those bad old days. And if we look at how Vladimir Putin conducts business on the global stage, Ukraine is one element of it. He's obviously a very, very bad guy. I don't think that that's stating the obvious. But what this holds for the future of American-Russian relations, that's an open question, I think a very worrying one.
And what does it say as well about journalism? Like that old cliche of democracy dying in the dark, this, I would have thought, sends a slightly less florid version of the kind of message that Saudi Arabia sent, which is that any kind of journalistic scrutiny is highly dangerous.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. I mean, you know, as has been said, it's completely contrary to any democratic norms. Journalism is more important now than ever. And indeed, that somebody like Evan Gershkovich is being held really for doing his job, for doing what is in the public interest, is deeply despairing. And I can only say it must be absolutely horrendous for Evan's parents. I mean, they are Russian themselves. They emigrated to the United States in the late 1970s. They were living, as it were, the American dream. And to see their son cast into this horrific situation must be absolutely awful for them, in particular, as Russians themselves.
But the relations between the two states are still functional enough that you think some form of deal may happen, whether or not the deal is legitimate.
Yeah, I think functional enough in the sense that Putin wants his citizens imprisoned elsewhere to be released. Biden and co. desperately want Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and perhaps others to be released. So I think from that sense of raw expediency, I still think a deal can be done on that front. It's a question of what the United States is going to give. For instance, the name that keeps coming up in terms of who Putin wants to be freed is a guy named Vadim Krasikov, and he's a Russian agent who's serving a life sentence for murder in Germany. How far are the Americans and others willing to go in order to secure the release of Gershkovich, Whelan, et cetera? These are very, very tricky questions that don't have easy answers. And that's what, again, is going on in diplomatic back channels as we speak.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry Donnelly, columnist and law lecturer at the University of Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.